on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. 10:04, actually, on the show. If you want to get in, 703-780-3776. Our team looks really good, and yet we're two games back still in the standings behind the A's. But another nice series win, a series win in Boston, series win in Toronto, series win against Boston. The last time you go back, and that was should have been a series win against San Diego if not for Taylor Jones. I will never forgive Taylor Jones. The last time they actually lost a series was May 23rd. I mean, well, the series they actually should have lost was against Texas. And now you got Texas here. A little payback for Texas, though, these two games?
Better hope so. If you string together, what would it be, five straight losses to Texas if they lose this two-gamer? How about we remind Texas who they are? Yeah, that three-game thing was cool and all, but you guys are terrible, and let's let them know they're terrible.
So, on ESPN, they give you the starting pitchers for a week to 10 days in advance. Here's what they have. They have Lance McCullers going tomorrow night against Texas. They got the day off today. Tomorrow night against Texas, against Gibson, and then Greinke against Lyles. They go McCullers, Greinke, Urquidy, Garcia, Fromber. And then back to McCullers. And then Odorizzi.
Well, Odorizzi is supposed to be teamed with McCullers tomorrow. So maybe they don't want to overextend Lance tomorrow, and they'll have Odorizzi just in case.
That makes some sense.
Yeah.
So they're teaming them up like they're teaming Odorizzi and Javier.
Yes.
Right. So now Javier, if Greinke gives you one of those three-inning performances again, mm-hmm. we know, well, Urquidy is after that against the White Sox. Then Garcia and then Fromber, who you don't have to worry about. McCullers again against Keuchel. How about in the Sunday game? It's Keuchel and McCullers.
Nice.
That's next Sunday, which is nice. And then they got Odorizzi starting again Monday, as opposed to pairing with McCullers. But that he can get his work in tomorrow, right? So this looks more or less like a six-man rotation. This is what they're predicting here. Dusty talked about it. I don't know that I like it. Bolster the bullpen. Throw Odorizzi in the bullpen. If he can pair with McCullers, suppose they need him Sunday with McCullers again.
Is it the whole thought that you have a surplus of pitching and for starters, so you would use, at least the initial thought was, you use one of those guys to make your bullpen better until, you know, James Click, what, makes a trade to help the bullpen with actual relievers. Yeah, I get it tomorrow. Lance is just coming back. You want a guy there just in case. And you've already shown that it can work with Javier, and you're comfortable with that. Make Odorizzi, who I think should be the guy, one of your guys you pair with a pitcher, or just simply a flat-out reliever. I don't particularly want to see him in the rotation.
No, I don't know that I want to see him in the bullpen.
Well, that's true. But if I had to make a choice.
Yeah. I don't want to rely on him every fifth or sixth day.
No.
I just don't. You know what? He's a bet. As far as in the rotation goes, where does Odorizzi fit out of the six?
He's the sixth guy for me.
Sixth. He's sixth. In the bullpen? It goes Presley, Javier.
I wonder what he's capable of. Is he a guy who was best suited to be a guy you pair with a pitcher who may not have a great day? Or can he come in coming in high leverage, eight in the seventh, and get us to whoever.
Well, he's never that done that.
So that's what I'm saying. So what is he going to be best suited for? Because you're trying to rank him. I don't want a guy who's not even a high leverage guy to be that highly ranked.
Well, we don't know what he's best suited for because we've never seen him. We've never seen him do the other
Understood.
Job. Right?
Yes.
We do know he's not really well suited for starting right
not
now.
Currently,
not
no.
currently,
no.
Not in this iteration of Odorizzi.
So what he's doing tomorrow feels like where he knows I'm going to come. Well, I could possibly come. He doesn't know if Lance is so efficient that he's not needed. Okay. But the thought is we're not going to overextend Lance. So he knows I'm probably going to make an appearance. Can he be a guy who when he doesn't know he's coming in, can be ready? I guess that's something you figure out over the regular season.
Hey, you want to pitch, don't you?
I'm not saying he wouldn't do it. I'm just saying, will he be effective never knowing when his time's going to come, or will he only be good when he knows, all right, there's a definite shot I'm pitching tonight because the starter may struggle, and I'm the guy they're going to go to. I think what's this regular season for? If he's not going to be in rotation, figure out what his best role is. Throw him in there. I mean, it may look bad for him, but hey, depending on I don't care which way it is, in a blowout, put him in the eighth inning when he doesn't know he's going in. Let's find out what he's about.
Let's find what that man is all about. Let's find out right here.
I mean, I know baseball has these rules where you can't, some guys have done enough where you, quote unquote, don't disrespect them, but Odorizzi hasn't done enough to say he should remain part of the top five, so go find a role for him. And if he can be your guy in the sixth to come in and get three outs and maybe go to seventh because his past starting experience, maybe gets two innings, that's a guy you can depend on. I'd like to find out before, you know. It would even help James click with trades. If he knows Odorizzi's a guy who can go give him two innings every other day, wouldn't that help you in terms of making evaluations on who you need to trade for?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I'm looking through this White Sox rotation right now. Lance Lynn? Holy crap, dude. He's 8-1 and his whip is .88. They got Rodon that they're going to face, and he's got one of the 40 no-hitters this year.
Yeah, but let's see what Lance Lynn looks like without the sticky stuff.
You think this is a different Lance Lynn?
I think every pitcher should be under that microscope.
This rotation, it ain't about, the White Sox are good because they can pitch.
Can they, John?
Yeah. Yeah, they really can.
Or is it the spider tack?
Well, I don't.
You don't know. Let's see. No. Let's see what these pitchers are made of.
I like Dillon's. I want to face Dillon Cease. He gives up six. He gives up five.
See? Let's find out what these pitchers are made of when they don't have the benefit of the substance.
Is Keuchel, has he been benefiting from this forever?
Not with his ERA. I mean, he's 5-1, but the ERA says he's not benefiting that much.
He ain't doing it. He's not using it right. He don't have the right concoction.
Well, yeah, we know Garrett Cole needed a different concoction for the winter.
Right. It's cold all the time in Chicago, so that's why Keuchel. He's got a 4.54.
Nah, he blows. See? I ain't worried about Keuchel.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. I don't like Lance Lynn, though.
Look, little John. Have some hope. Have some faith. Lance Lynn ain't going to be that guy now that he can't put on the substance.
And Astros ain't afraid of good pitchers, that's for sure.
No, they haven't been scared at all.
They ain't scared at all.
They can get to Bauer. They can get to Lance Lynn.
Yeah, we ain't scared of that stuff. 1013 ESPN 97.5 7370-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Where are we on the racial slurs, Dale?
Well, it depends on what sport you're in, because in some sports, you can drop a racial slur and go make millions months later.
So, we'll find out.
Yeah.
What sport do you want to get into if you like to drop a bunch of N-bombs?
Yeah.
All right, next.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is the Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:15 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Del, like, Del, I'm sure there are a lot of people who drop N-bombs that still get paid, right? Yeah, sure. How's Paula Deen doing?
I don't know. Is she on, well, has she been on TV since?
You know, I went up. Where were we? I think we were, my wife and I, and we were down in Branson. She's got a giant restaurant in Branson, which I really don't think should be surprising.
No.
No. Branson is a lot of white people.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of country music, a lot of go-karts, a lot of putt-putt. No. Motel 6s. Okay. I'm telling you, that's the whole thing right there.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Then it sounds like someplace that, don't you want to be there?
I feel like I'd be out of place.
So NASCAR put out, hey, $1 million in the bank because Kyle Larson won the All-Star race. It was just a bunch of All-Stars.
The best of the best race on each other.
Yeah, and Kyle Larson is so well known for, throwing N-bombs around.
Certainly in a video game stream he did that.
Yeah.
Back when no one could, sports couldn't be done because of COVID, NASCAR put together this thing where guys were, I don't know if NASCAR did it or the drivers did it themselves, but they would just race online. And Kyle Larson was talking to someone on his crew and dropped an N-bomb. And everyone was like, what is going to happen to Kyle Larson? Give him a couple months off and he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Picked up a mill this weekend.
Yeah, so that's why sometimes when people go, cancel culture's out of control, is it? Because he said something egregious where everyone could hear it, and NASCAR is like, we'll just suspend him for a couple months. He's too good at what he does. He lost his team, I think. He lost his ride. He's too good of a driver to stay out for too long.
Is there any chance he put that noose in?
No.
No?
I'm not going to put that on him. I would hope not. Probably wouldn't have mattered. As long as you can drive.
What is it, Bubba Wallace?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace is, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Was Bubba in this race? By the way,
I don't think he wins enough to be in one of these type of races. I would have to look. I don't know. I didn't watch the race.
It's a who's who. I actually recognize some of these names.
Yeah, because these are the guys who get it done. I don't think Bubba's in that caliber.
Anyway, so he picked up, and NASCAR, they're leaning into it. $1 million in the bank. Retweet to congratulate Kyle Larson racing on his all-star race win. Should I retweet it, though, just to congratulate him?
Bubba Wallace was in the race. I don't know how many guys. It was like a race of, felt like every guy. I mean, there was like four, plenty of guys in the race, so he was one of them, I think. Actually, I'm looking at the standings. I don't know. You should retweet.
He wasn't in the top 20 finishers.
Okay, I was looking. The standings came up. It wasn't the cup standings overall, not this actual race. I'm trying to find those. But
yeah, he's not in.
Okay. Go ahead, retweet it.
No, I'm not retweeting that.
No, support Kyle Larson in his win.
Yes, support him for his win. Let's just see some of the replies. Let's see what some people think about Kyle Larson's win. I would imagine some.
I mean, consider who's following the sport. I'm sure they're like, yeah, go Kyle. I mean, they're NASCAR fans following the NASCAR account, so. I don't begrudge him. They accepted him back. I'm sure he did all the requisite work. You know, when the guys do the work, I don't know what work you're doing to we joked about this before. I've gone 6 months without saying the N-word. I've done the work. What? I don't know what work you do when you say that word, but guys always have to do the work. You know, you have to get some sensitivity training. Maybe, I don't know, go to a museum. I don't know. But Kyle Larson's back, and he's winning races.
Good for him. I feel good. He's a redemption story, though.
Is he? What did he do to redeem himself? He went out and did the thing he was already doing before?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Kyle. Beating out Brad Keselowski and others.
All the non-racists.
Well, you say that. You don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know that.
I don't know who's a racist, who isn't a racist. I just know those other guys haven't publicly been heard saying the word. But they have an all-star winner, and his name is Kyle Larson.
How much do you think Kyrie's leg injury, his ankle injury, is karma for stomping on the Celtics?
It depends.
What's the Celtics' name?
Lucky. As a logical person, I think there's no karma involved, because why would anyone care about the feelings of crappy Boston fans? But apparently if you're Glenn Davis, who still, apparently his whole identity, Glenn Davis has played for the Clippers, you know, he played at LSU, he's played on multiple NBA teams, but apparently his identity is locked into that Celtics squad he was on that won a title in 08, which is one of the greatest disservices to sports history. If Kevin McHale hadn't done what he did, we wouldn't have to deal with this team. The Celtics have won one title since when? 86? Is that the last time they won? With Bird? Was it 86?
Well, they won with Pierce. What do you mean?
I'm saying.
Oh, speak for
what I'm saying. Before
yeah.
that. They didn't win in 87. Didn't the Lakers do that?
88, 80. They were in there, all those.
I think the Lakers won in 87. I don't know if they won in 87. Either way, if not for Kevin McHale, we wouldn't have to pretend the Celtics matter. But since they won in 08, we got to pretend like these guys matter. Yeah. Okay. Now we got to care about what
they got to the East Finals.
Congratulations. Make a finals. They've been the most, but because of McHale and that run with Garnett and Pierce and, you know, and Allen, we got to pretend like we should care about this team. Oh, Glenn Davis is speaking. Why do I care what Glenn Davis has to say? He was, what, the seventh or eighth man on the team? Or maybe, if I'm being generous, why do I care what he has to say? Well, because they won that stupid title, thanks, Kevin McHale. Now I gotta care what Paul Pierce says. You know why Paul Pierce had that job on ESPN doing so poorly at it? Because he won that title.
He would have been a Hall
really?
Of Famer anyway.
No, I'm not talking about Hall of Famer. Yeah. I'm talking about why he has that job. It's because Kevin McHale made the trade. Well, if he hadn't been part of a successful team in the 08, 09
you mean that
era.
Job he lost with the Masonic.
Well, he had the job. I know he lost it, yeah. But he had it.
That job he had with the masseuse.
And the only reason people think they want to care what Paul Pierce had to say is because he won a title because of Kevin McHale. One of the worst trades in NBA history. We got to care about the Celtics team to the end of time
you
now.
You hate that trade.
It's because he gifted a title to a team because he used to be on the team. And now some of the most deplorable people I have to listen to. Oh, Paul Pierce has the worst things to say about basketball. He's terrible at it, and now I got to care because he won a title. Great. Congratulations to
You're
us.
You're so bitter.
They didn't even really affect my team. I just hate that I have to care about the Celtics because of what Kevin McHale did.
No one cares about the Celtics.
Exactly, and you know how irrelevant they would have been for years if Kevin McHale didn't make that trade? It would have been awesome.
Yeah. 7378-03776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. And speaking of basketball, I mean, this Suns team is real, bro. I mean, this team is good. I mean, Chris Paul is playing out of his mind. If he can actually stay healthy for two more series, they really have a chance to win this whole thing.
I can't wait for all the slander that'll come the Suns' way, because people always do this. If they go on to win a title, people, oh, Anthony Davis got hurt. Well, the Nuggets were without Jamal Murray and Will Barton for most of the series. I can't wait, because it's a nice story now, but you know people will have will talk about how it goes, because who did they play? But so far, I like them. They were great all regular season, and once Chris Paul, that shoulder, whatever happened, whatever magic they put on that shoulder to get it right, they're back to what they were. They were a dominant team, a number two seed in the West.
They don't have to face the Nets.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Right.
You can already point to, if the Suns win a title, people will say, well, you played that injured Laker team. You played the injured Nugget team. We'll see who they have.
Yeah, but everybody else did too.
And people still,
they got rid of the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm talking, but it doesn't matter. If you win the title, now you have to pick apart the title. People in Toronto don't care, but you know what? People who decide they want to slander the Toronto Raptors will say,
guess what?
You played.
I can't hear you.
KD. No, that's what I'm saying. People in Toronto won't care. But when the discussions about titles come up, people always like to pick apart things. People were picking apart one of the Warriors runs because Chris Paul, shockingly enough, was injured during one of those series. I think Mike Conley missed a series, too. But as far as this team is concerned, their health has been important. And the fact that they've got Chris Paul who can go score 37 in a closeout game. Yeah. Look, the Clippers, if they find a way to fight back, I mean, I probably would like them in this series only because if they just... They have a lot of ways to get things done, and when Kawhi and Paul George actually want to lock in defensively, they can cause a lot of problems. But as far as consistency, no one's been better than the Suns in these playoffs.
Mm-mm. Well, and again, they've, knock on wood, haven't had. I mean, the Jazz have lost Conley. Look at all the other injuries. The Anthony Davis gone. Now Kyrie's hurt. James Harden's hurt. I guess the Bucks have been pretty injury free.
Yeah, they lost DiVincenzo, but it's whatever, I guess. But Chris Paul,
even the Sixers had lost Embiid.
He missed the game. Yes,
a game.
And apparently a slightly torn meniscus doesn't matter to him. He'll just continue to dominate that series. The Suns had their injury. Fortunately for them, it was a upper body injury that didn't require Chris Paul to miss any time. Now he wasn't good in a couple of those games, but he found a way to fight through it. And if that's the one big scare for them, you got to feel like they have a really good shot to win this whole thing.
I right now, should they be the betting favorite?
If you take into account what Steve Nash said about James Harden, about there's still a gap as far as him returning, and then we watch what happened to Kyrie. I'm taking them over the Clippers right now because I don't trust the Clippers.
So the Nets on my bookie are still plus 130, which is the favorite. The Jazz are second, 320. The Suns are third, 400. Then the Bucks, the Clippers, and the Hawks. I don't know that that's – I don't think that's the way it is everywhere. There are some places that have the Suns up there. The Nets at 2-2 right now without Kyrie and James? I don't think there's... Of course, James comes back, and it's going to bite Vegas in the ass if they move the Nets out of there. They're probably not catching much Nets money right now, though.
And the thing with that series is the Bucks can probably win this series not playing very well the way things are going. Like, if Kyrie and James Harden don't come back, I mean, even with the two wins, I haven't been like, wow, the Bucks has really found something. I mean, in Game 3, it was a rock fight, and they won that one. And in Game 4, they shot better, but...
But what were we saying after Game 2?
That
Budenholzer's done.
Yeah. I mean, look, you have to take advantage of things. And if the Bucks find a way into the conference finals because the Nets can't stay healthy, so be it. The Nets weren't healthy all year long. And now it's just happening again.
So, catching up to them.
It's been what they've been all year long.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number still ahead. We've got News of the Weird coming your way. Next, though, don't you go anywhere. We are talking. We got a lot of stuff to do. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Nothing sounds quite like a dad's day at Lowe's. Like the DeWalt 20-volt max brushless drill and driver kit for $99. And the Craftsman 3000 PSI gas pressure washer, now $289. Give him the day he really wants. This Father's Day, let dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, DeWalt drill kit offer valid 6/10 through 8/4. Craftsman gas pressure washer offer valid 6/10 through 6/23, U.S. only.
Napa Know How.
Celebrate dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to dad, that's just being prepared. Like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Hey, everybody. Summer will be here before you know it, and you need that outdoor patio, that pool, that kitchen outside. We had ours built by Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and it couldn't have been better. We used it all the time. You need to improve your backyard. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. But not only that, any countertops that you need, any room that you need, big, big work done. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. You know how many Max Scherzer tweets I got when he went out of the game? When he got, he had a pulled groin injury, which I don't know if it had anything to do with the stickum. With the spider tech, I'm not sure. But unless he's putting it on there, I don't know. So, but this is here's a story by Mark Polishek. He sounds like he's from Richmond Rosenberg. He says now the Astros have already crossed the salary cap threshold once. It's not a hard cap. You can go over it, but you pay a percentage tax. And last time they had to pay 20%. And this time they'll have to pay 30%. So if they pick up, like they're right at it with $207 million. The threshold is $210 million. If they pick up, let's say, $9 million more with Scherzer, which is about what it would be for a couple of months, $9 million. Then they would have to pay 30% of that $6 million extra. Which, now, and again, Lance and I had this conversation. He would rather they go out and get a reliever. A reliever will be cheaper, first of all.
Money-wise and prospect-wise, I guess, is what.
Money-wise and prospect-wise, a reliever would be cheaper. I think that Scherzer, I don't know. We'll find out whether anybody's given. How much people are giving up for Scherzer? He's just going to be a 2-month rental, anyway. I don't know. I don't know that he's going to get in. But let's not forget he's an older pitcher, so we'll see. And now an injured pitcher. But then the other question is Jim Crane going to say no? We ain't, go find us a cheap reliever that would be in that $3 million range. We don't want to go over the luxury tax. And we've seen Jim Crane go for it. The last thing you could say about Jim Crane is that he's been cheap.
No, I know there's some discussion, and if Correa leaves, people will bring it up again. But the dude spends money. I mean, he's not spending money like it doesn't matter. But when there's been a shot to win, he hasn't pinched pennies. I mean, the Springer thing hits home for people, and then the Correa thing will too. And obviously, Cole, if you lose three major free agents in three consecutive off seasons, people will start to talk about how cheap you are, but he hasn't been cheap.
No. Verlander, they paid some of his deal. The Tigers did. Arizona paid on Greinke.
They found way to bring in big money guys with big talent, but they played on the margins. Oh, we can get Verlander for this, but then they wound up paying him, and look how much it's costing him for this guy not to pitch. Although insurance, all this stuff will take care of it, I guess. But yeah, I mean, Jim Crane spends money. He just doesn't do it like haphazardly.
No. And, you know, I don't know that they were ever going to come to terms with Carlos after Lindor's deal at $34 million. And then Springer, look at this. Look at of $150 million deals. George Springer's is the worst right now in baseball history of $150 million deals. Lindor's is second. That's how, you know what? Maybe they saw the writing on the wall with George Springer. Maybe, is he going to start to break down? We're not giving $150 million over 6 years to a 31-year-old. Now, it's their fault he's not coming out until he's 31 years old because they kept him in the minors. But maybe that was just, and look at this offense. It's the best in baseball.
They're not missing him. And now even the guys who we've taken, the one particular guy who's taken the brunt of being the replacement is hitting better than his guy. And the other guy who people would want to see more has good power numbers. So the offense, love you, George. Love what you brought, but just fine. Just fine.
I can see Jim Crane going. I mean, especially if this continues to on the rise, I could certainly see Jim Crane saying, yep, go ahead. Go get it. Go for it. And the Astros going for another title. Because this, let's face it, with Carlos, I mean, Brantley's going to be another year older. Gurriel's going to be another year older, although both of them look like they're ageless right now. You know, Bregman, another year off of his deal. Altuve is not the same guy that he was in 16 and 17, but he's still pretty damn good. But, you know, how long? I think Altuve will be good for a while. I think he'll continue. This bounce back year has been tremendous. He wasn't very good last year, and there were a lot of questions. Holy crap, that deal.
Yeah, and he's only 31.
Yeah.
And
he's a hitter. He's a major league hitter. He's going to be fine. But, you know, what are you replacing Correa with in that lineup?
That's a hole. I mean, I don't know. Are you willing to spend? Are you going to find an in-house replacement?
And look at Tucker. Now, it'll be interesting to see. Jackie said, give him the same deal you gave Bregman. Pay that man his money now, and it'll pay off long-term.
Who, for Tucker?
For Tucker. I could certainly see them trying to come to terms with Tucker on a deal.
Is Jackie, like, Tucker's undercover representative?
Likes to feel him in his undercarriage.
Wow. Does Tucker pay him for Twitter promotion? Like, hey, Kyle Tucker's, hey, don't sleep on him. He'll be just fine. Because, I mean, credit for Jackie for sticking with this guy. But, sheesh. All right.
He's still under team control next year. And then 3 years of arbitration. He's making $624,000. Is Tucker one of the best buys in baseball? $624,000.
Keep it that way and do it for a couple more seasons.
Well, that's where, listen, Texans, you see this? Do you know where you make, how you become a good team? You underpay young talent.
That's the baseball way, for the most part.
Right. A lot of football teams do that, too.
Well,
they actually have good players that are young on their first contracts and playing well.
Well, they drafted them, yes, and they, you know, they hit on draft picks, which is something.
Name all those guys the Texans did right now on the team.
You can't hit on draft picks if you don't have any.
They don't. They still got some guys that they drafted.
You
know what? Some teams actually draft a good third rounder or fourth rounder.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, some teams actually do that.
I don't believe that.
That's how Seattle won a title.
Richard
Sherman,
that can't happen.
Cam Chancellor.
Can't happen here. You're talking about a miracle. Can't happen here.
This actually happens in the world.
Says you.
Teams actually get talent that outplays its contract.
Well, you don't think Laremy Tunsil's outplaying his contract?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
None of that. So let's try to do that instead of bringing in... I mean, when you look at the Texans, I don't know.
Well, how do we get to the Texans? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Talking about a good baseball team with a good present.
It just makes me nuts.
And who knows what the future will have or hold. And you're talking about the Texans? Why do you want to be miserable?
It just makes me nuts. That's all.
Your team stinks. And look, I don't want to be disrespectful, but the GM has said a lot of nothing since he's been here. What substantial thing has he ever said about this team? I can't wait for the day he goes, we like good football players. When he says that, I'd be like, that's a step up. Because all I hear about is like, well, this and intangibles and season arc. It's not a drama on the CW. What do I care about season arc? Tell me that you got a good football player. Not how I don't care about you. Look, we played that clip earlier. It was a minute and 40 seconds of, I don't know. Let me be scientific about it. Mumbo jumbo. He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. Nothing.
I pray for the day he goes, when he gets asked about what do you like about this player? Oh, he's a great football player. Give me that. I don't ever hear that.
No. It's never, oh, no. This guy's, no. It's all of what kind of leader he is.
Yeah, and then tangible. He couldn't even, look, the question, the preface of what his statement was about 40 times, and he was like, the speed of this, and can they repeat it over and over again? Can you just tell me, oh, this is a really fast guy who threatens defenses? Can I get that next time when you're talking about drafting a guy? That's what I want to hear. Oh, he threatens defenses. He changed the complexion of how defense plays against the offense. That'd be great. Not the repeatable aspect of him running 22 miles an hour. This is your guy. That's your GM, by the way.
It's your guy. I have nothing to do with his crazy eyes.
Well, you better stop talking about his eyes.
No. That's your... I mean, you had a crazy eye guy.
Well, he wasn't crazy eyes in Miami. He got there when he got to New York. He was seeing imaginary planes flying around in his press conference.
All right, when we come back, news of the weird. Dell, do you want to spend $4.7 million on a house with no kitchen or toilets?
It would mean I have money to spend, so yes.
Yeah, so you do?
Yes.
You do want that house. All right, we'll tell you about it. We'll tell you how Dell can get that house on the other side.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see this guy who got swallowed by a whale?
Jonah?
I was completely inside. He's a lobster diver going down there trying to find lobsters for, you know, for our purpose, for our consumption.
He is a hero.
He is a hero. And a whale ate him whole.
How big was the whale?
Man, whales are pretty big, dude.
No, I'm trying to figure out how was it. Where was he? I'm trying to figure out what type of whale that he was able to survive getting swallowed whole.
How about that? Did you just... Well, I, when we were in Mexico, I don't know when it was, 6 months ago, or maybe going on a year ago now, we went whale watching. They're big, dude, and they're right next to your boat.
Yeah, I grew up... We used to have field trips when I was growing up in California where they would take us whale watching, and the blue whales, I mean, they didn't... None ever came right up to the boat, but you can see them out there, and yeah, there's... They're giant, but I'm just trying to figure out what this dude did to survive.
So there was a man and his son fishing, or his stepson fishing not long ago. And this was the story last week, as a matter of fact. And apparently they're just fishing, and a whale just comes out of nowhere and kills the kid.
Oof.
Yeah. And the dad has to drive him back in or whatnot. This guy gets eaten whole. All of a sudden, I felt this huge shove, and the next thing I knew, it was completely black. I could sense I was moving. I could feel the whale squeezing with the muscles in his mouth. I was completely inside, completely black. I thought to myself, there's no way I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I'm dead. All I can think of was my boys. They're 12 and 15 years old. And then I saw light. He started throwing his head side to side, and the next thing I know, I was outside in the water. He spit him out.
Didn't taste good. That's insane.
Are you kidding me?
It doesn't even seem believable that you could that could happen to you and you could survive.
That he could eat you whole.
Why
that's
get
how
that.
Big he is.
Well, they're just swallowing all everything they can bring in. They're not chewing, and then
he was like, ugh.
Ugh. Where is he
from? Florida?
No, it's Cape Cod. He goes, ugh.
Oh, he's from Cape Cod, yeah. Well, who wants a Southie? Yeah. Nobody wants to eat a Southie.
That's what I'm saying. This whale's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's horrible. A Chicago man jumps into Lake Michigan for the 365th straight day.
That guy ain't got nothing else to do.
I cannot even imagine in the winter. Dell, it is the coldest place in the world right on the lake.
You wouldn't think something would dissuade this dude from, not today. Nothing that gets in his way of doing it. Like, it's not even, this guy, look, he probably lives a life I kind of live because I've been very lucky to have not have an emergency happen in my life the last year. But this is a guy that nothing has kept him from jumping in the lake. Like, you could, things happen to people where you're like, I can't do it today. Not for him. Yeah, something has to come up, but not for him.
Is he the Cal Ripken of lake jumpers?
Well, if he does it, what, 2,900 more times, whatever Cal Ripken did it, how many times? But yes, if you jump in a lake 365 days in a row, it's dedication.
I just wanted to celebrate the drive to 365. Congratulations.
Is he going
to
keep going, or he just wanted to do it for a year?
No one knows the answer to that question.
It's not in the story?
It might be. I didn't read it.
Okay.
A house with no kitchen or toilet in Sydney, Southeast, sells for $4.705 at a big auction weekend. And
so it doesn't have a spot for a toilet, or just the toilet hasn't been installed yet?
It hasn't been. It looks like they've gutted the whole place,
okay,
and they sold it for 4.0. I mean, you have.
Is it at least on the water?
Listen, if I'm going to spend 4.7,
I would like a place to, you know.
Can I have a kitchen?
Is it on the water at least?
It's just a home. It doesn't even look like. I don't. What the hell? It just looks like a regular house on the corner.
That's a bad investment.
They own the property. They paid $1.1 million. I guess it's just for the land that they're paying for.
Maybe.
But 4.7?
If you don't ever live in the house, I guess, what do you care if a toilet is in there? If you're buying it for a reason other than wanting to live in it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to have a toilet if I'm going to buy a house. I'm sure. I'm certain. A nurse used a key and a hairpin to prove she's magnetic from vaccine,
mm-hmm,
during the Ohio House hearing. Unfortunately, they didn't stick to her, though.
That's surprising.
So she, I'm not sure that she proved her point that she's magnetic.
No, if it doesn't actually, you know, stick to you.
Yeah, but maybe because it was something around so many. Oh, wait, the key is sticking to her.
Oh, yeah. That's an important part of the story.
Oh, wait, the key, it stuck to her chest, but the tape, the sticky, she didn't use Gorilla Glue. It stopped sticking to her. She can't.
What's her profession?
She's a nurse.
You don't have anything better to do. You're using tape to try to fool,
yes,
people into thinking that you're magnetic because of the COVID vaccine.
She put it on her chest. It stuck. And then when she took it off, the oils, I guess, from her skin.
From her skin, yeah.
She couldn't stick it anymore.
And these are healthcare professionals?
Yeah. So that was. Tokyo Olympic organizers plan to give away about 150,000 condoms, though.
Well, are they going to have? Well, I guess if they actually have the Olympics, that's a good idea.
Well, but they're telling athletes, take them home rather than use them in the Olympic Village.
Wait.
Because of social distancing. It's just a parting gift.
I used to go to, back when Warped Tour was a thing, they would, like, it's different types of music, but mostly it's alternative stuff, whatever. But, or emo, whatever you want to call it. They would give away condoms, and most of the people going there, and from the age of like 15 to 22, whatever, they would be handing out condoms, and the condoms didn't make it out of the venue. They would just get blown up, and they would be thrown at people on stage. It's like, why are you giving condoms to people 15 to 20? They're not going to take them with them. They're just going to litter the entire, like, this was back over NRG. I don't know, the NRG Park, I guess is what you would call,
mm-hmm,
it. And it was just a bunch of kids decided, we're just going to blow up these condoms and make balloons out of them. Why? Don't give away. And I imagine they're going to be used for a different purpose in the village.
The distribution of condoms is not for use at the athletes' village,
what?
But to have athletes take them back to their home countries to raise awareness.
Raise awareness of what?
What are they going to do?
Raise awareness of what?
Put them all over their, tape them to their jackets?
No, but raise awareness for what? People don't know what condoms are used for? That's still a thing people need to know about? I guess if they're talking about third world countries, I guess, is that what they're referring to? I'm speaking from the American perspective, but I guess if condom usage is a big thing and insert the country, maybe. But yeah, they're not being taken home for awareness. Hey, look at that. I'm in a village with the most prime athletes in the world. She looks good. I'm not taking this condom home.
Yeah, but I gotta save it
For what?
I'm saving it. For who?
For what?
Exactly, Ricky.
Apparently, did you hear that Elon Musk, did you see the report out? There was a leak. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos didn't pay any taxes. Did you see that?
Yeah, shockingly, rich people found a way to get around paying taxes.
Yeah, the loopholes and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, our attorney general is none too pleased with it.
Mm.
He says he vows that whoever leaked this, it will be at the top of his list to investigate.
Oh, he's upset with the people who leaked it?
Not the taxes. Whoever leaked this is going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
You know, the administration's changed, but the focus on things that are less important don't. Because we remember when things were coming out last time, we got to find the leakers. Wait, you don't want to discuss what actually happened? You just want to, you know, find the people who let everybody know what's happening? No.
Yeah.
So same thing. Doesn't matter who's running things. People are focused on the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Apparently, they were having a real problem right now in Pelham. And it's with a chipmunk. Chipmunk is wanted in Pelham. Well, it's around 7:45 a.m. on June 13th. They tweeted a chipmunk who is loose in... There's a chipmunk that's loose in the precinct. And now they put out a warrant for his arrest.
Wait, he's loose in their precinct? Who's going to serve the warrant?
To the chipmunk?
Yeah.
Whoever catches him.
The chipmunk can acknowledge that a warrant's out. Excuse me, sir, Chip. There's a warrant out for your arrest. What?
Yeah.
Seems like a waste of paperwork to me.
I'm pretty proud of women. Apparently
Are
right
you?
Now. Yep.
This is new.
Women now drink as much as men. Not so much for pleasure, but to cope. I don't care why. I'm just proud of them.
So you heard a story about women coping with problems in their life, and they're up there drinking, and you're proud of it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Just trying to figure out why you're proud.
I don't care why. You try to achieve greatness. Just achieve it.
What if they're not drinking Coors Light?
That's on them. Then they're not all that bright. Then, you know what?
I'm not
nearly as proud of women.
What did you just say about women?
they're not all that bright.
Who don't drink Coors Light?
That's right.
Yes.
Right. 10:56, ESPN 97.5. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next. Don't you go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. No life,